And we're not even done. We're not quite finished with the complete product yet. So those have been pre-leased. Those units will move into in the next week or so. And we expect to be completely done with the product in the next month or so. And so we're just seeing that across the board. Our focus has been typically in the tertiary markets, flyover states, where major hedge funds, the BlackRocks of the world, aren't involved. We've moved into those major markets now just because of what we're seeing in the rent space right now and the lack of supply, where demand is huge in those markets. In Atlanta, in southeastern and southwestern Florida, in Dallas and Houston, where we're seeing many Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies relocate jobs to. And you've got people that are relocating with nowhere to live, nowhere to buy, and no available product. And so ultimately, we're reaping the benefit and the rewards of that.
Now, that will not help people who have to finance an apartment acquisition right now to lease if they're financing at 7.5% to 8.5%. How has KeyCityCapital.com, by the way, if you want to investigate, get the prospectus, KeyCityCapital.com/Hugh. But how will those interest rates be coped with by apartment builders and buyers right now?
Well, I've lived by a motto that a mentor taught me: how you change is how you succeed. And so I'm constantly looking for what's changing in the market and what we need to do to adjust our business process in order to take advantage of that. And so what we're focusing on right now is debt assumptions. We've got two properties right now that we're buying. These are A-class properties built in 2019, 2020. Great products here in the Dallas market that have debt assumptions, which means they've already got agency or HUD financing on them. It's the best debt that you can get. You have to have years of experience and a large portfolio upwards of north of $300 to $400 million in assets before you can qualify for this kind of debt. And that debt is at 3.3% right now. So we are taking on existing debt at 3.3% when we acquire this product. What that means, though, is we've got to bring a little bit more equity to the table than we normally would have. So they're a lot lower leverage, which means for us, less risk. We don't have as much debt, which means lower leverage, lower risk. And that interest rate is almost a third of what we're seeing in the market for new debt right now. So we're coming in at about 51% debt to equity and great, great pricing.
All investments have risk. And I know that I should never say something doesn't have risk, because there's always risk. People read the prospectus. But if you're getting 3.3% financing, the rent increases this year are going to be what, 8 to 10%?
Well, we try not to do that the year that we take over, because what you'll see is a large move out at that point. Now, given the supply is not there for that move out, but we like to soften that and apply those rent increases over a 2 to 3 year period. So we'll go in and we'll definitely shock it a little early on. There's over 10% of the tenants have been in there for 3+ years and their rent has not increased. So we'll obviously see a bigger increase on those units. And then across the rest of the property, we'll probably shoot for a goal of a 5% rent increase, and we underwrite for a 3% increase. And so when we hit 5%, we're almost doubling what we underwrote for.
Oh, wow.
So we'll take advantage of that.
Very quickly, Matt, Ty, go to KeyCityCapital.com/you. Ty Lasseter is the CEO. Ty, what is the average rent going to happen to people this year? I just want the audience to know, if they're renters, they're really screwed, and if they're home buyers, they're even worse off right now.
Well, yeah, average rent we're seeing is upwards and approaching and surpassing $2,000 a month. And just if you look at the interest rate increases alone, if you compare a house that was purchased 12 months ago to a house that was purchased today at the average home price of $400,000, you're going to see a $1,400 increase in your mortgage. And so you can look at increasing your mortgage by $1,400 when you already have about a $3,000 mortgage versus renting for about $2,000. So yes, we're seeing higher than ever average rent numbers, but it is slower than the increase of interest rate increases that we're seeing right now.
If you want to invest in apartment rentals, go to KeyCityCapital.com/you. Get the prospectus sent to you. Funds are open only for as long as the subscription is open. So you got to get in while it's open. Head to KeyCityCapital.com/you. Ty Lasseter, thank you. Always good to hear on the real estate world what's going on. Great sponsor of our show.
absolutely, positively need the truth, this is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt from my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who also make the best gas logs for your fireplace. If you are still burning wood or your old gas log is overdue for a makeover, Rasmussen Gas Logs has a new look for you. They have many finishes, including detailed bark, fresh split, weathered driftwood, and white birch. If your room is a modern or a contemporary design, don't use a rustic log set. Check out Rasmussen's popular fireballs and firestones to keep your fireplace's appearance in alignment with your room's decor. The fireplace is the focal point of every room, so you want a Rasmussen gas log set or fireballs that look great when the fireplace is not being used, and even better when the flame is on. Get a free personalized log set sizing recommendation and more information about USA-made Rasmussen gas logs and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. USA-made Rasmussen gas logs and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrills.com.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
It's easier than ever to get up to $5,000 at Dollar Loan Center. And oh yeah, the first week is on us to celebrate our 25th anniversary. No fees and no interest for a full week. It's a great way to try us out. Consider it a 7-day trial period. You can get up to $5,000 in about 30 minutes at don'tbebroke.com. Once approved, we have instant funding available to the debit card or account of your choice. Fast, easy, and free. For a week anyway, there's no charge to find out how much you can qualify for and free interest for a week on your loan. It doesn't get much better than that. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Reloan needs a few days after loan, 1 week or less. The interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Clearly indignant at the start of his non-jury fraud trial in New York, former President Trump says the only fraud that has been committed is this case against him.
Trump spent part of Monday in court where he and his company are accused of deceiving banks and others by lying about his wealth in financial statements. Outside the courtroom, the ex-president called the New York Attorney General a racist, said the judge was rogue, and blamed the Justice Department for orchestrating the legal action against him.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says a judge already has ruled that Mr. Trump committed fraud in business dealings. That's something the former president steadfastly denies. And while conducting a front-running presidential campaign, running a business empire, and facing other legal challenges, Mr. Trump due back in that New York courtroom today. A federal judge is set to in a high-profile Second Amendment case out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Advocates for gun rights have filed a barrage of challenges to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's 30-day emergency public health order, which the sheriff and Albuquerque's police chief have refused to enforce. It originally included broad restrictions on carrying guns in public, but after some serious pushback, Lujan Grisham amended the order to most public parks and playgrounds. A federal judge last month granted a temporary restraining order, but the judge said in a recent court filing that restrictions on gun activity where children play, quote, may very well be constitutional, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
Three people have been killed in a mall shooting in Bangkok. A suspect's in custody. The sound of gunfire sent panicked shoppers running for their lives. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 164 points. NASDAQ futures off 125, ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. The Clark County School District has made a new salary offer to its teachers. District negotiators offering a first-year 9% salary increase, a 3.3% increase in year two of that deal. The teachers' union's most recent request was a nearly 12% salary increase in year one, an 8% jump in year number two. Last month, the school district declared an impasse in contract talks, which have been underway since March. No comment yet from the teachers' union officials about the district's latest contract offer. MGM Resorts International and Caesars Entertainment now face a total of 9 lawsuits due to recent cyber attacks. The latest lawsuit contends that Caesars was negligent in protecting its customers' personal information during a recent cyber attack where the company reportedly paid millions of dollars in ransomware. MGM had its own data breach that started on September 10th, where hackers entered the company's systems and downloaded information on thousands of MGM customers. The cyber attack took down several of the company's computer systems nationwide, including reservations, ATMs, and more. Neither casino company has yet to comment on any of those lawsuits. 2022, one of the deadliest years on Nevada's roadways. Updated fatality numbers reveal 416 traffic deaths on Silver State roads. That's up by 34 from the initial numbers that were first reported in January. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so tomorrow's top prize will be worth $1.2 million. Tomorrow's prize, the sixth largest in jackpot, U.S. jackpot history when it comes to the lottery. The odds of winning? Oh, just 292.2 million. As always, you gotta play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. That's 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We've got early morning big problems getting into downtown Las Vegas from the Eastern Valley. There are two accidents on 95 northbound between Charleston and Eastern. And as you close in on Eastern, just one lane open right now in that area. So probably want to exit 95 northbound at Boulder Highway. Use some surface streets to get around that. Again, two problems. 95 northbound between Charleston and Eastern. Braking starts well behind the Charleston curve because of this. Also an injury accident at Bonanza and Main Street. Another great looking day in southern Nevada. Sunny, clear, light winds and afternoon temperatures near 80 degrees. 59 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
From the king of the world! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, October 3rd. Good to have you with us. I know it sounds like it's light years away, but it's right on top of us. We're talking about the next general election in our country, November 5th, 2024. That's election day, not to be confused with election month. There are efforts here in Nevada to what we call bank your vote. It is an RNC program that has been put out, and it's one designed to make sure you vote early and that you make sure that your vote is counted. This is happening elsewhere around the country, and Scott Pressler is joining us. He's the founder of Early Vote Action. Early Vote Action. Scott, good morning. What is Early Vote Action?
Thank you. Well, actually, we launched our organization in January 2023 at the beginning of this year prior to the RNC doing its organization. And it stemmed in part because of Nevada. And I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but look what happened in 2022. We had a great candidate, Adam Laxalt. He ended up losing by only 8,000 votes in your state. It was a winnable election. And it's little things from it snowing on election day in Washoe County in Reno, Nevada, because Republicans, we live in the mountains. And it's little things like 150,000 Republicans didn't vote that were registered Nevada Republicans in 2022. So basically, the moral of the story is that election was winnable. We could have had it. We could have stopped Joe Biden from having the Senate right now had we actually done things like early in-person voting, had we done mail-in voting. And in your state, ballot harvesting is legal. And so I launched earlyvoteaction.com to make sure that we're preparing an infrastructure so that Nevada is going to help elect a Republican president in 2024.
Now, I know we've got elections this year in places like Kentucky and the Commonwealth of Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, are there efforts going on around the country? Is this something that is peculiar to the state of Nevada, or is this something that is nationwide?
Well, I'll tell you, at earlyvoteaction.com, we are focused on Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. If we win those five states, we win the White House, we defeat Joe Biden. However, as you just mentioned, I understand that success begets success. And in order to have momentum propel us to winning next year, that means that we have to start this year in 2023. And I know this is very Nevada-centric, but I'm sure that we have listeners all over the nation. Kentucky has elections this November. Louisiana, Mississippi, my state of Virginia. If we pick up the legislature, Governor Glenn Youngkin will control everything, and that puts Virginia in play. And then we also have New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Now, as a part of the work that we do at earlyvoteaction.com, it's knowing the differences between, for example, Pennsylvania, you have to request a mail-in ballot. Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, you don't. Every eligible voter receives a mail-in ballot in those last four states, whether or not they request one. And so it's my job to make sure that we know the laws, where it is legal to do ballot harvesting, where it is not, or if it's as simple as they show up to Kevin Wall's house when he has a ballot sent to him, and they say, hey, Kevin, why don't you fill out your ballot and why don't you walk with me, and we're going to go over to your mailbox and put your ballot in the mailbox. Little things like that in states like Arizona, where technically ballot harvesting isn't legal, but we're going to ballot chase instead. And in my opinion, when President Trump only, quote unquote, lost the election in 2020 by 70,000 votes, when you look at Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, that those small percentage points of doing ballot chasing, of doing ballot harvesting, that's going to make the difference and allow us to defeat Joe Biden in 2024.
So in other words, there's different marketplaces, different communities, different states that are going to be involved in getting out the vote. But does that mean that the solution is going to be different in each state?
Absolutely. Well, the game plan is a little bit different everywhere. And so, for example, let's make this Nevada-centric right now. You guys are a closed primary state. So if people want to vote in the caucus, whatever they decide to do, you must be registered as a Republican if you want to vote for President Trump, if you want to vote for Governor DeSantis, Nikki Haley, whatever. I'm not endorsing a candidate. But what that also means is that your state is really cut into three pieces. One third is Republican, one third is Democrat, and one third is independent. That means that one third of Nevadans are not going to be able to participate in our primary process and are not going to be able to choose who our Republican candidate is. So if you're listening right now to the Kevin Wall Show and you are an independent voter, or if you are libertarian or Democratic, but you probably lean more conservatively, I strongly suggest you go to earlyvoteaction.com. You can register to vote on my website easily and change your voter registration status to Republican so you can be a part of the process. Otherwise, we're going to have people show up in the primary in Nevada in 2024, and they're going to be told, oh, I'm so sorry, you can't vote. You're not a Republican. You can't join our primary. And so my goal is to empower voters with these different layers of education so we can get more people a part of the process.
It sounds like, and again, Scott Pressler joining us, he is the founder of Early Vote Action. It sounds like you are going to need just a ton of volunteers. I mean, to do the stuff that you're talking about, being able to go to voters and literally walk them to the mailbox, that's going to be labor intensive, is it not?
Absolutely. Well, and especially since you live on the surface of the sun there in Nevada, we definitely are going to need a lot of volunteers. We would love your help. And even if you can't do all the door knocking, even if you can't do all the phone calling, oh my gosh, we have this awesome letter writing campaign. For example, we have a list of new movers to places like Kentucky, Louisiana. And so I've had hundreds of volunteers that don't even live in those states that have written handwritten letters to the new movers saying, welcome to Kentucky. I hope you're enjoying your new home. Kentucky is a closed primary state, so you must be registered as a Republican. You can go to this website right here that we give to them. And I'll tell you, Kevin, from these letter writing campaigns, we have seen a 25% return on investment on the letter writing, which is phenomenally huge. So all I ask is for the volunteers to write five letters. I give them five names and they provide five postage. And we've been able to send out at least 7,000 letters from Kentucky and Louisiana cumulatively. And so my goal is I want to expand this to Nevada, for example. Let's have volunteers write handwritten letters to independent voters in Nevada explaining the primary process that they must be registered as a Republican. And in my mind, that's step one. And that's something that people can be doing during November and December when we're off the quote unquote election season in preparation for next year.
So Scott, what you mentioned independent voters, and here in the state of Nevada, they are going to be a critical balance of power when it comes to the election. How do we identify, and what kind of technology is out there that would allow us to identify who the voters are, who the independent voters are, who are the Republicans that we need to get out? How do we do that? How do we identify them?
Well, we have that data. In addition to my website, we also have an app called Early Vote Action. So like, you know, when you download Candy Crush or a game or something like that, well, on your phone, whether it's an Android or iPhone, you can download Early Vote Action. And it shows up like an EVA where the V is like a check mark. And how it works is when you get in there and you click on knock on doors and voters near me, it's set right now that you will be given a list of every registered Republican within a mile radius of your home. So you're going to be talking to all your neighbors about the elections that are happening this November. However, I can also put in there independent voters, soft Democratic voters, etc. So I can literally set up volunteers wherever you are, Nevada, Arizona, and you will get within a mile radius voters that you're going to be able to talk to in your neighborhood. And if you want to talk to only Republicans, sure, I can do that. If you want to do independent voices, I can do that as well. But I'll tell you, in your state, Nevada is very winnable. We saw Governor Lombardo won in part because the Democrats shut down the state. This Democrat shut down the culinary and food industry, which runs the state of Nevada. And I think that needs to be a part of our message, that as Republicans, there will never be a shutdown under our watch, that we are going to support small businesses and we are going to keep them open and we're going to make sure that you're putting money into your pocket. I think that needs to be our outreach message to the Nevada community.
Scott Pressler joining us, the founder and executive director of Early Vote Action. You have been traveling the country. I know you were scheduled to be in New Jersey. Are you finding that there is nationwide support for what you're up to?
Absolutely. Well, I'll say that at first, I think people were very hesitant. I mean, especially going into the 2022 election, if I tried to tell people to vote early, oh my gosh, that was very difficult. But look at what happened to Carrie Lake. And this is factual. Fact check me. I'm not just bloviating. The machines in Arizona had errors. They went down on Election Day. In Harris County, Texas, and Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, those counties ran out of paper ballots on Election Day. And as I mentioned, in Washoe County, Reno, Nevada, it snowed on Election Day. My argument is there are so many things that can go wrong, can go haywire on one day. And the Democrats, they will have already early voted. They will have already ballot harvested. They will have already mailed in everything. And so the quote that I want people to remember here on the Kevin Walsh Show is, Democrats vote for weeks, Republicans vote for 12 hours. And it is my firm contention that if Republicans wait to vote on one day in November of 2024, then Joe Biden has already won re-election. If we are going to be successful, if we are going to elect an entirely Republican government in 2024, we must have an all-of-the-above approach to voting.
Scott, what is it you need from my listeners? What is it, money? Is it volunteering? Is it yard signs? What is it?
Thank you. Well, if you are listening right now, you are fired up and you see value in what I'm talking about, from our app to door knocking to the letter writing campaign to voter registration, which, by the way, we're crushing it in Kentucky, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, and we're even making some increases in the state of Nevada and Arizona. Then please support our work at earlyvoteaction.com. And yes, I would love your help volunteering. I'll tell you, in Reno, in Clark County, across the state of Nevada, we do need help with volunteers on the ground. And if you are listening from another state, but you want to contribute your efforts to Nevada, I can help you write letters to those independent voters. But regardless, please visit earlyvoteaction.com, because I'm telling you right now, Nevada is in play to help elect a Republican president in 2024.
Scott, thanks for your efforts. We're going to keep track of what you're doing over the course of the next few months and the next year plus as we get ready for a general election in November of 2024. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. And you guys have a wonderful day.
Scott Pressler, the founder, Early Vote Action. That's earlyvoteaction.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on this Tuesday, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we've got the latest for you on all that fighting up on Capitol Hill. Now that they've funded the government, what's next?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of...